I think we've got to obviously talk about what's just happened. I think, you know, we were hopeful that we learnt some lessons from our trip to India, but it doesn't look that way. So I think, you know, your goal has to be to try and become better. I say that regularly, but, you know, our performances here, this tour, weren't any better than what they were in India. I think there might have been some individual positives come out of the series. I think Mitchell Marsh was certainly a standout for me. I know he didn't take a wicket, but he was unlucky on a couple of occasions, and I thought he's, you know, to come in and bat the way he batted in this test match is a really pleasing sign for us. Obviously, Davey Warner's still in good form, which is a positive. Steve Smith played really well today. So I think there's been some individual positives. But I think as a group, we certainly need to assess where we didn't go particularly well. And I think that's over all three facets of the game, the reasons for that, and then try and look to improve the next opportunity we get to play in the subcontinent. But I think as a team, yeah, there's no doubt, I think the players will be happier that we're going home to play in conditions we're accustomed to, that's for sure. I'm probably most angry with myself, most disappointed with my own personal performance, to be honest. I've always prided myself on leading by example. And I think in the series that we've lost as an Australian team, certainly since I've been captain, I've been able to at least stand up and lead from the front, where in this series I haven't done that. So I'm certainly disappointed with my own performances. I don't have any excuse or reason for it. I think, you know, I feel like I've been working as hard as I can be on my game. I've been hitting a lot of balls. Obviously, I haven't played as much cricket as I would have liked, but I don't have any excuse for underperforming. And I'll be judged like every other player that's underperformed, there's no doubt about that. But that's probably what burns me the most at this point in time. Obviously, no doubt I'm disappointed that we've lost the series 2-0, but yeah, it's like I've said before, I think when you're captain, you take things personally, and when you don't perform, that makes it even harder. Well, I think the best teams win away from home consistently. It shows we've got a lot of work still to do. It shows that, like a lot of countries around the world, we have success at home consistently. Let's hope that continues through the summer. That's going to be a tough series as well against India, there's no doubt about it, in our next form of test cricket, or our next series of test cricket. But I think it's a fair indication of where we sit as a team. You know, we're a lot more comfortable playing in our own backyard, and we need to continue to work hard to have success away from home. I would have liked to have won the toss in one of the test matches to have seen if that made a big difference. India, we won every toss and lost 4-0. Here we lost both tosses and lost 2-0. I haven't got any excuses. I think Pakistan deserve a lot of credit. I think they played really well. I think their senior players, their experienced players, stood up with the bat. There's no doubt about it. And they executed really well with the ball with some, you know, not so experienced guys. But, you know, they played a lot of first class cricket, a lot of these players. They know the conditions really well, and they did their roles, played their roles how they had to. They were extremely disciplined, both with bat and ball. Over long periods of time, they'll be able to execute their skills. And we've got to learn from that. So, yeah, I think Misbah and his Pakistan team deserve a lot of credit. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and blame one department. I think there's no doubt the batting has been extremely poor this series, and that's led by myself. My batting's unacceptable as captain and leader of this team. That hasn't helped our bowlers one bit. I think we dropped 11 catches for the series. That hasn't helped the bowlers one bit. I'm not going to sit here and blame any area. I think bat, ball and in the field, we've been outplayed by a very good Pakistan team. I think he bowled really well. I think the batters, because you can pick someone, you still got to play them. So I don't think it was necessarily about not picking him. I think the fact that he executed very well over long periods of time on a wicket that had natural variation. Some balls spun, some balls didn't spin. And that's credit to their bowling to be able to have the discipline to continue to be patient and put the ball in the right area consistently enough for one ball to spin and then one ball to skid on, I guess. I think all you can really do is continue to play in these conditions. The more you play, the better you'll be, hopefully the better you'll become. The more experience you get. I've spoken a fair bit today to Mitchell Marsh just about his learnings over the last couple of test matches, and he's an example of somebody that he feels in the last, you know, these two test matches has changed his whole mindset on facing spin bowling in these conditions. So it's obviously, you know, the experience playing here is helping a lot of the players. Obviously hasn't helped our result when you compare India to here, but yeah, look, again, I'm not going to sit here and blame Cricket Australia. We didn't perform well enough. I think that's what it comes down to. I would be very interested to see how we would go if we now got on a plane and went to India to play a test series, having played one tour game and two test matches in these conditions. If you looked at that as preparation, then we went and played another tour somewhere in the subcontinent. It would be really interesting to see if this preparation would help us. But that's not the case. So I'm looking forward to getting home and playing back in Australian conditions. There's no doubt about that. Both very good bowlers. And I'm as disappointed as anybody that you didn't get to see me play a long innings. I would have liked to have shown you and the people of the UAE that... you know, I enjoy playing spin bowling. I enjoy batting in these conditions. It's just, yeah, unfortunately, I haven't been able to make too many runs this series. And, you know, I think the Pakistan spin bowlers have done a fantastic job. I think the Pakistan attack in general, their two fast bowlers have done a great job, and their spin have capitalised on, like I say, natural variation off the wicket, a bit of deterioration bowling on day three, day four, day five, because their batters have been able to go on and make big scores and set the game up in both test matches. They deserve a lot of credit. The Pakistan bowlers have bowled very well. Oh, I haven't even thought about the one-day series, to be honest. I've been focused on this series here, so give me today to analyse and accept what's just happened over the last month, and then I'll obviously, we get on a plane tomorrow, so I'll be, once I land in Australia, I'll be focused on the series against South Africa coming up. Yeah, definitely. I'm hopeful that he'll still take part in the one-day series against South Africa. I think he went for a scan and there was no break there, so it's just bruising. So yeah, he's obviously in a little bit of pain still today, but I think 10 days' time and Hads will be a lot better than where he is now, that's for sure.